This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show, the most funny thing in the morning.
Just another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Pastor Haynes, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ricky Smiley. God bless you. Love you so much, bro. Thank God for you and the Ricky Smiley Morning Show family. Man, every day, get my day started off beautifully. Listen, today's song, of course, is that classic by the amazing Kirk Franklin, Hosanna. Hosanna. I love this song so much, Rick. There's an amazing line in the song when Kirk talks about, because of the sacrifice that was paid by Christ, the Bible lets us know we have new life. Isn't it good to know that the old life doesn't get in the way of the new life God has in store for you? The good news is that God is more concerned with where you're going than where you've been. God is more concerned with what you can do than what you have done. God is about blessing us with new life. That's why the Bible says if anyone is in Christ Jesus, they are new creations. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. It's so good to know that today is a new day. Since it's a new day, don't you allow what happened back in to get in the way of what God wants to do right now. God has plans for your life. God wants to ensure that you enjoy a new life, that you enjoy the freshness that God has in store for you. So whatever else you do, don't be down on yourself because of what happened in the past. God has possibilities and potential that God has impregnated your life with. Today is the day to give birth to what is brand new in God's plan for you. And so the good news is what Christ has done for you is to pave the way for a new life for you. So go ahead, celebrate the fact that today is a new day. Since it's a new day, embrace the new life that God has in store for you. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Hosanna, we worship you and we thank you for new life. Y'all enjoy this new life. And if someone says you acting brand new, tell them I am brand new and I do have a new life because of what Christ has done for me. God bless you. Enjoy this brand new day.
There it is, Pastor Haynes, man, the senior pastor of Friendship West Missionary Baptist Church. Let's get into this music. Love you, Pastor Haynes.
Yes, love you, Ricky. Have a great one.
Yes, sir. You too. Let's go.
News headlines. Entertainment. Sports. It's the front page on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
I got your front page right here. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, RSMS family. Here's what's happening in news. The Supreme Court appears ready to reject former President Donald Trump's claims of sweeping immunity. So much going on with this case, kind of hard to keep up with. This is in the federal election subversion case. But they also signaled Thursday that his trial could be delayed until after the November election. That process could take months, raising the possibility Trump could be reelected before a trial and make the blockbuster case go away. In other news, a Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President Kamala Harris's detail was removed from their assignment after displaying behavior that colleagues found distressing, the agency said. The incident occurred around 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday ahead of a planned visit by the vice president to Wisconsin. The Secret Service spokesman said in a statement that the agent began displaying behavior their colleagues found distressing. The statement did not clarify what the behavior entailed, saying this was a case of a medical matter, and they will not disclose any further details. Harris's office did not immediately return a request for comment. I'm Maria Moore, and that's a quick look at news. For updates and more headlines, visit RickySmileyMorningShow.com. Rock T, what you got in sports?
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
Gonna happen, man. The NFL draft was in Detroit last night. Caleb Williams went to the Chicago Bears.
Yes, they don't be indeed. No better than they was last year. They should have kept who they had.
They should have kept. Hey, man, we about to find out. I mean,
everybody agree with that.
I can see Caleb Williams as a wide receiver, like for real. But Jaden Daniels went number two to the Washington Commanders. Number three was Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina, went to the Patriots. And Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State, went to the Arizona Cardinals. Now, here's the pick that shocked everybody, Rick. The Atlanta Falcons select quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the eighth overall pick. Now, they just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal worth $180 million. Cousins is coming off a torn Achilles injury, and that's one of them injuries, man, that it's going to be tough for him to get back to the level that he was playing at. And there's kind of an unwritten rule when you're drafting to always take the best player available when it's time for you to pick, even if that player was not on your list.
You can always trade him.
Absolutely. So, hey, they got a good quarterback, and then they got a pretty good backup, but we ain't seen them play on the next level yet, but we'll see what happens. So that's my quick question. But let me say something about the Lakers real fast, man, because the Lakers was playing last night at the same time, and they had a lead at halftime again. They down 0-3. Denver came back and beat them again. They beat them again. They down 0-3. Can LeBron get his team back? I doubt it, but we're going to find out. That's my quick sports report right there. Brad, what you got coming up next?
Coming up next in the hot spot, Diddy's accused drug mule. He pled not guilty. Up next on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. The hot spot.
Drop it like it's hot. Hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So hot and
this hot.
You can catch me at the hot spot.
It's the BRA18.
Time for the hot spot. What up, Brat?
What up? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brat Tat Tat, and this is the hot spot where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. In theaters this weekend is the new movie, The Challengers, which stars Zendaya. She plays the role of a tennis player turned coach who has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. Challengers is projected to make about $15 to $20 million in its opening weekend. I cannot wait to see that. I've been hearing so much about it. Also, y'all, new in theaters this weekend is the new film Unsung Hero, and that follows members of the Smallbone family becoming Christian recording artists. This film is projected to make around $6 to $10 million in the opening weekend. All right, y'all, let's get into these stories. The man who has been accused of working as a drug and gun mule for Diddy was arraigned in Miami on Wednesday. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea. His name is Brendan Paul, and he was arrested in Miami at the Opa-locka Executive Airport on March 25th with cocaine and cannabis-infused candy, allegedly in his possession the same day Diddy's L.A. and Miami homes got raided. Now, the Miami State's Attorney's Office filed a cocaine possession charge, but dropped the possession of a controlled substance charge against him. Now, Special K, can you tell me how they can, why would they drop a controlled substance part if that's what he had? Is cocaine infused candy, whatever?
It sounds like he got a lawyer in the mix.
Yeah, it definitely is a lawyer in the mix, because how do you lose one drug charge and keep another?
Yeah, it sounds like he got somebody that's already working on it.
They're not negotiating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, it's drugs. But okay, moving on. right. Drake has now removed, y'all, his tailor-made freestyle down from social media. Tupac Shakur's estate ain't playing with him. They threatened to sue Drake for using the AI-generated vocals to replicate Tupac's voice on his new diss track. And I figured that would happen, and we talked about this. Drake received a cease and desist letter that he had 24 hours to take down the track, tailor-made freestyle. If he refused, Tupac's estate was going to pursue all of its legal remedies against him. So it is indeed taken down. Moving on, Tiffany Haddish is opening up about her health struggles, y'all, in her newly announced memoir, I Curse You With Joy. Wow, what a title. She turned that much of her pain into that because it was caused by endometriosis, she said. Endometriosis. Initially, doctors told her that the pain was caused by a dent in her uterus. She explains, it turns out that it's not a dent they saw on the ultrasound. It was endometriosis that was hanging down, and it looked like a dent, but it was just extra layers. Now, y'all, one side effect of endometriosis is potential pregnancy loss. And for her, she has tragically had 8 miscarriages, y'all. 8.
Man.
Wow.
That is a lot.
So sorry to hear that. And imagine what that do for her mentally and emotionally.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is something else. I suffered one myself, and just that one, it's a lot. It's a lot because you'd be so happy. And then when that happened, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine 8. But, y'all, her latest miscarriage was last year. Oh, my God, she said she recalled it being so much blood. She wasn't fully sure about the idea of getting married or having children. However, she says she still wants to give her love child and be in love one day. So we're going to keep her in prayer because 8, y'all, that's a lot. No wonder she was, like, drinking a little bit and stuff because that, I mean, that weighs on your psyche for real, for real, for real, for real. I know firsthand. All right, y'all, we're going to
I just wish her the best because she is absolutely kind and thoughtful and nice and loving.
I love her.
And I just wish her the absolute best. I really do. I mean that from my heart. I didn't know that, and I'm sorry to hear that.
I didn't know that either. I feel like we should reach out to her. Like, I didn't know that either. But I guess we all got to get her a new book now to really see what's going on and support her as well in that. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap up the hot spot on that note. But coming up next, we got Rock T's HBC. You know who we repping today, Rock T.
Briggity Tat, let's go holler at Fisk University, man. I got a special one for you today.
Not a special one.
A special one.
All right, let's do that up next on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show is about that time for HBC. You know, I got a special one, man. Fisk University, established in 1866. Home of the Golden Blue Bulldogs. Shouting out to one of y'all's current students, Morgan Price, a member of the gymnastics team. She recently made history by becoming the first athlete from an HBCU to win a national title, winning the 2024 USA Gymnastics All-Around National Championship, man. She was a 5-star high school recruit that could have went anywhere in the United States to attend college, but she chose Fisk University, which happens to be the first ever NCAA HBCU gymnastics program. Miss Morgan Price, another proud HBCU current student at Fisk University. If you didn't know, now you.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now, if you want me to highlight your favorite HBCU, always hit us up on social media at HBCU. No.
Hey, what up? This is your boy Ricky Smiley here, and guess what? We are back, and this year bigger than ever. Join me for my annual beach blowout from August the 9th through the 11th at the fabulous Diplomat Beach Resort in sunny Hollywood, Florida. Hey, last year was epic, and you do not want to miss this year. From the pool party, barbecue, Greek festivities, and comedy show, it was a weekend you will not forget. A weekend packed with chill vibes, good times, and plenty of inspiration. Head to RickySmileyBBB.com now to book packages starting as low as $9.99. So get ready for a blowout bash like no other. Book your package now. All right, y'all, Rick Smiley Morning Show. Hey, make sure y'all join me and the crew August the 9th through the 11th for the Rick Smiley Birthday Beach Blowout. The pool party will be epic. Dusk to dawn. Hey, listen, it's going to be a comedy show, line dance classes, Greek festivities. Plus, Maria will have the Sunrise Beach workout. And listen, you're not going to want to miss this. So make sure you reserve your room at RickySmileyBBB.com. Brett, what you got?
Well, you know what? Ricky Gary might be on to something because maybe all these years of him not showering, man, he might have been right. So he was right about sitting down, going to the bathroom. Now the experts say that the daily shower has proven no health benefits. Can you believe that? The daily shower. Shut up, Gary. A professor explains, we don't shower because of health. We shower because it's a normal thing to do. Well, Manhattan dermatologist Dr. Julie Russick has said that prolonged and daily showers could strip away the skin's natural good bacteria, which protects the skin and is also extremely important in the overall health of the body. So how much should we really shower? That depends. A Seattle dermatologist, Joyce Park, said there is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to washing skin and hair. The ideal frequency depends on your skin and hair type, how much you sweat, and how dirty you get. Experts advise people with drier skin who suffer from conditions such as eczema to take shorter, less frequent showers, as this can damage their skin microbiome. Now, if you feel the need to shower daily, like after work or a workout, then focus only on the areas that have higher concentrations of sweat accumulation.
So they want us to take Thank monkey you. Baths every day.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. I can tell you out there. Call it a whole bath.
What I do, Gary, I don't all the way agree with you. I just let my bacteria and stuff give it a chance to build up before I shower. You know what I mean?
What? Yeah, well.
Kind of like in the middle.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no! That sounds so disgusting.
You just should do whatever you need to do to not stink.
Yeah,
a washout would keep you from stinking. You don't have to get in the shower. Yeah.
And I've been telling y'all this, just like I tell y'all about the bathroom. Because this is the deal, Ricky. If you go to the gym and work, like I'll go do the treadmill or whatever, honey. If I missed, okay, just a mist. By the time I leave the gym and get home, I'm dry. So why go through taking a whole shower?
No, you don't do that.
I'm just telling you.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah,
that
well, that's what I do. Because I'm not going to sit. No. But still, I didn't get dirty.
But you'll be dry.
That mist even though you're funky.
Yeah, because even though you're dry, you're still going to stink.
And also, in the gym environment, there's bacteria. If you're interacting, if you're pressing the buttons on the treadmill, there's people there. So you want to, you know, wash up.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't dare go in your house. I wouldn't dare go in your house. Well,
but I spray the house, though. I spray with Lysol. And sometimes it depends. I spray the bed with Lysol or whatever. But I'm not going to go through all that.
No. Get a shower, sir.
Well, you see what they told y'all, honey. Don't be taking all them showers. And sit down to urinate.
You took one this morning.
Because I didn't take one last night, even though I was in all the mist all around y'all all day. But, I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
I can't even get
in
bed.
So you was out all day and didn't get in the bed and didn't take a shower before you got in the bed?
No.
Just don't feel good.
Your sheets going to stink.
Yeah, no, they don't.
All that daytime funk and dirt going to bed with you.
But that's black people y'all think that way. That is not true.
No, but, I mean, you're interacting with the elements.
But I don't be stinking. And I wear good expensive cologne, so that waves off.
That's covering up the funk.
Yeah, in the cracks and the crevices, you said you missed, and then it dries.
But it dries, so
dried stanky.
No, that's what y'all be thinking.
It dried stanky.
Goddamn clean people be getting on my nerves, honey. Jesus.
Are you not a clean person?
I'm a clean, but I'm not like y'all. Y'all so damn clean. You don't eat this. You don't do that. I'm just like,
Gary,
Jesus.
Just washing your behind once a day is not a big ass.
That's a normal thing. Yeah, to wash one time. I mean, yeah, save water.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Morning show, baby. The secret air. The secret is out. Jesus coming from me.
Hold it.
Half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I want to hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
Gary has the tea and the clue of the day. Don't miss the Gary Tea Party at my birthday beach blowout August the 9th through the 11th. And we've moved it to Hollywood Beach, Florida. So you need to get your friends together and book your room right now. It sells out every year. So go to RickySmileyBBB.com. Gary.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Friday, a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Neo's baby mama, baby Miss Big Stady, honey. This girl has made some shocking claims, y'all, about him on live stream, baby. Now, they say, Miss Shaw, they said, baby, that Neo used to throw his own honey freak off, honey, and called him Diddy Jr. Here's what she had to say.
Tell him about the freak off, Diddy Jr. He calling the police, y'all. Remove me. Why? 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 Because the commotion. How did the commotion start? Over what? Over what? Because he want hoes over the house while his kids is here. Why you like to have hoes, drugs, and weed, alcohol, mushrooms, and prostitutes in the house while his kids are here. Everyone has asked him to stop.
Oh my.
But he will not listen to nobody. This is what's going on. This is the tea. I even came over here to help him with these f***ing kids because he won't watch these kids.
Isn't that some baby? Wow. Big Sadie is talking.
Wow. That's explosive.
Yeah, that's a mother. That's Big Sadie. Now, honey, if y'all don't know, now Big Sadie and Neo, honey, share two children, Braden and Brixton. Now, the first child was born, y'all, while Neo was with his beautiful, still married ex-wife, Miss Crystal Renee. Now, they say Crystal and Renee, and Crystal, what? And you know Neo,
so this,
yeah, baby.
This is a newer person.
Yes, Brad, honey, that's another one. Yes, honey, so it's just something, but baby, these girls are speaking out, honey, in 2024. I guess it's the time of talking or what have you, but
do you think that fame fuels more particularly men's sexual curiosity? I think, you know, once you have access, you just want to do more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if you have the money to just act out all your darkest desires, then the money can open you up to do that because there's nothing to stop you. And nobody around to stop you because most people around you aren't going to tell you, hey, man, you probably don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Just disgusting. I think Oprah said that, honey, it was always there and the money did kind of magnify it, honey, so made them act real crazier. But nevertheless, I feel so sorry for Big Sadie. She just wanted him to take care of the children, honey. He wanted to have all the women around and stuff. I don't understand the appetite of men, honey. I don't know why you can't just have one woman and call it a day. I
mean, you got to
be like fine now.
Most of them like options.
Take that up with the Lord because don't nobody need no options.
If you got one
like
that's fine, that's peaceful and fine, no, and you just can't live without.
That happens. It happens later in life. It happens later in life. You settle into that.
Yeah, but not after you got damn all wore out and everything.
I was married for 12 years and never cheated on my wife. I was satisfied with her.
Yeah. I mean, that happens too, but most men settle into being, you know, monogamous.
Most men, honey.
But some men, you know, it comes more naturally younger.
Especially when you're a celebrity and it's all new because it's all fun, and that's the whole thing of being, especially a male celebrity, you can get to pick and choose whoever you want.
Exactly. But the sad thing about it is, though, Brad, to me, honey, a woman could do it too if she wanted to, but she'd be called every kind of whore.
That's not how women are wired that way.
And that's why, it don't happen like
women
that.
Women are wired that way here.
You're a celebrity and you're in church and a woman in front of you making her booty clap with the choir.
You trying to join the church next.
She got her
booty clapping on beat with the choir. So how'd you do that?
Being all white, ready to get baptized.
Jesus. Moving on, child. Another celebrity news, y'all. Baby Miss Jenny Mai, honey. She's accusing Jeezy, baby, of abuse in the new documentary, honey. They're saying an explosive new legal filing scene recently, y'all. They said Miss Jenny Mai, who calls her ex-husband Cheesy instead of Jeezy, baby, and new documents, honey, she's out for blood. Now, being reported, MTO said, honey, that Jeezy is refusing to pay Jenny Mai alimony or child support. Now, Jenny, who claims, y'all, that she was blindsided by the divorce filing last summer and wanted very much, y'all, to keep her family together, is now claiming, y'all, that she was a battered wife. Now, according to Jeannie, honey, she said, yes, ma'am, baby. She said one incident was at a hotel, honey, in April 2022. She said in that incident, baby, Jeezy allegedly choked her, honey, from behind as she was ascending the stairs. And, honey, he then pushed her down the steps. She also said, y'all, that the rapper whom she calls Cheesy in the court documents then proceeded, y'all, to verbally assault her, honey, calling her a FB, honey, and repeating, I could do so much better than you. Now, Jeannie said that, you know, that security y'all allegedly intervened and provided Jeannie protection after she repeatedly stated that she felt unsafe. Now, Jeannie slid, y'all, says that her ex assaulted her in a parking lot, y'all, back in January of 22, weeks after she gave birth to their beautiful child. Now, during a conversation inside a parked car on January 18, 2022 in Miami, records show y'all that Jeezy requested that the driver step outside the vehicle and begin to berate Poor Jeannie, y'all. And they said at that time, honey, he allegedly hurled insults such as "you're whore" and said, "honey, I can't wait, honey, to divorce you when we get back."
That's why you wait. Ooh. That's why you marry somebody when you don't have nothing. Oh, marry that person that was with you when you wasn't, when you ain't have nothing.
Yeah, but it's not usually the person. It's usually the person that changed, honey. Because when you didn't have, because now that you got something, honey, now you get to treat that.
That's why you got to stay single, like Jamie Foxx said.
Jamie Foxx said
you got to stay single once you done made it like that. You got to stay single because anything you do, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, well, I guess he didn't stay single. Now we still want to know what happened to him, honey. That time he took that little break too, huh?
He just got sick.
Okay. All right. The color of the day, honey, is one of my favorite colors. By color of the day, y'all, it's olive green. On the high end, you say olive green, and on the low end, you say beautiful dark yellowish green. Y'all, if y'all don't know this, olive green, y'all, is one of the hottest colors for spring. So they say it's taking the place of camel. So
come on, man.
All right, that's beautiful. Y'all, give it up for Gary with the team. Here we go.
Calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I want to wake up all my friends that I actually do have in Detroit. Oh, y'all, I love y'all. South Carolina. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Torrance calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Want to wake my two sons up. Emmanuel and Torrance Jr. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah, this is Heavy. Calling from North Carolina. Waking everybody up in Binghamton, New York and Durham, North Carolina. Holla at me, boy. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hey, this is Tron J calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, if you listening on your radio.
Radio.
The city tuned in, look in. What's yours, cause we gon' let them know.
Let them know this.
Say Gainesville, wake up.
Wake up.
Meridian,
wake up.
Wake up. And Greenwood,
wake up.
Wake up,
wake up, wake up.
Being about to buy.
Febreze Air Mist instantly transforms the air in any room with a boost of freshness you'll love, so you can always feel confident your home smells fresh and clean. Febreze Air Mist.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mind, Body, Business with Maria Moore on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Time for Mind, Body, and Business with Maria Moore. Good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. You know, we have heard of physical agility, but what about emotional agility? So what is it? It is a practice of using your feelings as information to help guide you rather than trying to change or control your emotions. Have you ever had a time in your life where you made a decision based off of how you were feeling in the moment and then you regretted it later? This happens a lot of time, especially, you know, in a professional space. You all in your feelings, you say and do things, and then you ruin an opportunity. And also inside relationships as well. We were just talking in the studio about how much you learn and how much you grow in your emotional agility over time inside of a marriage.
Being married, yeah, because you learn how to swallow those things that you might have said in other situations, and you think about it before you say it, because you think about the ramifications.
Yeah.
And how deep this could cut. So
you learn how to swallow.
Well, you some people do. You learn if they want to have a real happy. Okay. No, you learn how to.
What?
So, yeah. Ricky, have you ever been in a professional setting or even as a comedian in your younger days, maybe said or did something that you regretted, and maybe you were just in your feelings, maybe it was a show, maybe it was to one of your elders in the community space, in the comedy space?
I used to go in on stage in 2004 when the whole John Kerry versus George W. Bush, because I knew what was at stake, and I was mad at a lot of the preachers for pushing the George W. Bush agenda. And I would go on stage and literally go off about it. I used to have people mad at me after shows.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where I can't talk.
And now I regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't talk about politics on stage now because I'm too emotionally involved with it, and I'll say something that'll turn people off. So
that is actually one of the strategies to build emotional agility. And I talk to young ladies all the time, especially those who are trying to get in this business, and I tell them people are going to say things, people are going to do things that feel unfair, that hurt your feelings, but it is very important that in that moment you control your emotions, because you could say or do something that could be detrimental to your future. And so emotional agility and building that up is going to help you in those situations and even in your personal life. So one thing you can do is become more self-aware. Develop the ability to recognize when you're caught up in an unhelpful pattern or thought or behavior. Number two, be mindful. Practice accepting your thoughts and feelings without judgment or resistance. Even though you may be feeling a certain way, it's valid because it's your feelings. But it's important to understand how to process it and respond in that particular moment. And also define and clarify your values. Cultivate the courage to make decisions aligned with your values. Not what people think you should do, not what people want you should do, but things that align with your values. Because what you decide to do and say may be unpopular, but if it is aligned with your values, you can sleep good at night and stay in alignment with your integrity and, again, your values. So emotional agility, that's something very important to build. It can benefit you both personally and professionally. There's actually a book out there called Emotional Agility. So I encourage everyone to check that out. I really think it can help you as an entrepreneur, as a spouse, as a partner, as a person, as a professional. So that's right. What I have for you inside my body and business.
That's good stuff, Maria. Maria, let everybody know how you can be reached.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Maria Moore, MariaMoore. Also on the web at MariaMoore.com. 1-0 in the Moore.
All right, y'all. Chicken and Waffle Mix coming up next. Rick and Smiley Morning Show.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
Yes, sir. Black Tony.
Yo, what's up, Rick? Oh, how do we turn up in here, boy? We turned up, boy.
What?
We turned up in here, boy.
No, we turned up at work.
But anyway, come to work, boy. I'm up right now, boy. I'm up, Saturday. I'm talking about, boy, I'm up, Saturday.
Okay, what time are you coming to work today? Are you coming to work?
So I don't care about the work, but it's up right now. We waiting for the car dealership to open up, boy. My girl got her income tax back yesterday, buddy. Buddy, done messed up, buddy. She supposed to get $6,500, but they put too many. They gave my girl 65 racks, boy.
Oh,
boy. Who ain't finna go to the bank soon they open up? But we finna be up, shout it.
Hold on. They gave your girl 65 racks for what?
65,000. She was supposed to get $6,530 for her income tax. That check, honey, boy, she got $65,000, boy. We up. Saudi, we finna go spend that money, boy.
You may want to hold up, Black Tony, and just wait.
Oh, boy.
65,000?
You ain't gone, baby. Hey, baby, do that.
All right, read it. Read the check out. Read it out. Read the numbers out on the check.
6,500,000. It's got a part after the two zeros at the end. Tacoma 500. That's sitting at 5,000, son. What is you saying, cuz? Come on, coming to work. Ain't about coming to work. Bro,
you got four zeros six. After the five?
Yeah, six comma 500 per 00, boy. 65 rats, boy. Nice. What is you saying, boy? We better go buy a new mother rider, boy.
So hold on. So you got two zeros after the five, then you got that decimal point, then two more zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 6,500, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 6,500, Black Tony.
Hold up. It's 6,500.00.
The comma, that's 6,000.
Yeah.
And the point means stop.
Yeah.
The dollar stop after the point.
Yeah. So those two zeros are cents, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Come on to work, dog. Yeah. You ain't got in there. Might as well come on to work.
Get you, damn. You can go get you a Yugo.
Got you. We got some donuts and some coffee up here. God is. I don't know if he's gonna bless you with 65,000.
Why had to destroy and ruin my day? So we finna go to the bank and get a new Maserati.
See y'all, that's Decatur Jesus.
Yeah, going up the road to one of them tote the notes, dog.
Yeah, God will give you 65,000, but Decatur Jesus.
I hate y'all. I hate all of y'all.
Come on to work, dog. Clock in.
Clock in on these nuts.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
She took my draw. She took my draw. Say she gonna put it on TikTok and get a million views. She took my draw. The girl is spreading me, y'all. To put it on the evening news. She took my draw. She say she love me. She say she care. In the hell did she take my underwear?
Hold it! Half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, it's about the morning show. Don't miss Gary's tea party, y'all. It sold out last year, and people were begging to get in. Make sure y'all hurry up and reserve your room now. Go to RickySmileyBBB.com. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Friday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Not only does Shantae got a man at home, y'all, but now it's being reported that actress Vivica Fox, baby, has her. She got her man at home, too. Now, they're saying that Vivica, you know, she's known, y'all, to date all the wrong men, but they're saying that Vivica usually dates men who are usually much younger and are typically broke. Well, now it's being reported that Vivica got her a man. They're saying the generous and gorgeous actress has finally come to her senses and is in a healthy new relationship. Now, according to sources, they're saying that Vivica is dating actor Kevin Daniels. Y'all write that down. And they make a really cute couple. Now, the two actors met while filming the movie Not Another Church Movie, y'all, which hits theaters nationwide on May the 10th. Now, Ms. Fox Hunter seemed to be happy, according to sources. But they're saying, y'all, Kevin is 47 years old. He's an American actor, y'all, who started his career with a supporting role in 1998 film 12th Night or What You Will by director Nicholas Hyder. Now, they say he's appeared in films in Hollywood. He appeared in shows like Frasier, Chuck, Honey House, and so on and so forth. Now, and they're saying that he has been since participated in more than 20 productions. But a lot of people saying that Vivica is real happy now because, you know, she's still, every time they say she does an interview, she almost bring up 50 Cent and Vivica, which they've been no longer together. They've been, broken for over, 20 years now. And Vivica got her new man. And I think it's great that she got her new man because she deserves, y'all, somebody, you know, nice and kind. and with a job, honey, because, you know, at least she, nowadays somebody broke.
I would love to have a woman like Vivica Fox, but I promise you ain't nothing going to happen to none of the transmissions on my cars.
The show won't, honey.
Yeah. Talking about it, though, if it's a brand new relationship, with her history, she probably should have let that thing marinate for a while.
Well, maybe somebody saw him out. The press probably seeing him out and putting it out or whatever and stuff. But I'm happy she got her new man because Vivica deserves love just like everybody else. So there you go. Congratulations, Vivica. All right, moving on. And other celebrity news, y'all. Baby Miss Remy Ma, honey. This girl responded, y'all, to a troll baby who tried to disrespect her during the live stream. Now, they say Remy was talking to her fans with what appeared to be y'all eyebrow tint covering her brows when a fan told her that she looked broke.
What?
Baby! Somebody said, and she said, how am I giving broke? She said, explain, you witch. And matter of fact, honey, I'm about to screenshot your page, she said. Now they said Remy went, honey, to prison, y'all, in the past, y'all, for shooting her OPP, honey. She told the troll that she prefers to fight, baby, than to go back and forth online. And the rapper was found guilty, y'all, on assault, weapons, and attempted coercion charges back in 2008, and she was sentenced out to only 8 years in prison. Now, she said, shut the mess up unless, honey, you want to fight. And somebody said, who want to fight? Nobody. So she said, that's what the mess I'm talking about. Baby, this girl used a lot of explicitness, honey, so I'm just trying to go around it. She said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never going to want to fight. She said, baby, because I don't give a F, honey. She said, I am. If I'm 95 years old, okay? She said, I'm never going to not want to fight. She said, that's to be, honey, my first resort, honey. She said, I'm going to always want to resort to violence. That's what Remy told that troll, baby. And the people in the comments said, claiming first about Remy, they say she ain't learned yet, honey, from her first time behind bars. They said she's too old to be making threats online.
She needs some emotional agility.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can't really respond to people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you make the person make you mad, though, honey, I mean,
but that's,
you know,
beneath her. It's so beneath her.
They want to make you mad sometimes. They want you to comment. You know how it go. They want you to comment so then they followers can to get their followers up, and it's just stupid.
They feel
say
validated
they do things
when
on
you,
purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can talk to them. They'll say anything.
Yeah, well, let's keep our parties lifted up in prayer. While we're praying, y'all. Let's continue to pray, y'all, for Jelly Roll. I don't know if y'all heard the shocking news, but, honey, rapping country star Jelly Roll, y'all, he said he's taking a break, y'all, from the internet after fans repeatedly mocked him for his weight. Now, his wife said, quote, my husband got
a living
Jelly Roll.
He's a country singer.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, but he raps a little bit.
He's so nice, too. He seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah, but his wife said, my husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And she said, like, that makes me want to cry because he's the sweetest angel, baby. That's what his wife, Bunny XO, says. She said, honey, it's just a sad situation that people are doing this to him. She said, my husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts me, Bunny said. The internet can say whatever the mess they want, honey, about you. And they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. No, the F, we're not. That's what she said.
Did she put it in all caps?
Yes.
Does it sound the way you said it?
But y'all let the internet troll y'all. I mean, Jelly Roll, I mean, like y'all say, he's a nice guy and stuff, but I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, I would count my dollars, honey, and wouldn't worry about what
he
has
to say. When you're constantly getting it, coming at you all the time, I mean, people are so mean-spirited, and they think that you're not human because you're, you know, a celebrity or a public figure, and they can say anything to you.
But they're saying in the past, they say Jelly Roll has spoken about his weight loss struggles, admitting that he only weighed over 500 pounds. His weight, honey, has been up and down, but it's still something the award-winning star is self-conscious about.
Yeah, and when you're new to this industry and you want everybody to love you, you have to really develop a thick skin, and it takes time. It takes time.
But they got all this new stuff out now. Hey, he could go to the lab band or he could get him some Ozempic.
Well,
maybe
he's afraid to do that stuff, Gary, because he probably would have done some of it already. It takes time.
He wouldn't be Jelly Roll anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, he wouldn't be Jelly Roll.
Nope.
Pecan twirl.
It'd be Tootsie Roll.
Stay consistent with the brand.
The color today, honey, is one of my favorite colors. My color today, y'all, is olive green. On the high end, you say olive green, and on the low end, you say beautiful dog yellowish green. That's your color for the day, honey.
Y'all, thank you, Gary. Y'all give it up for Gary with the team.
Did you see that post?
People are talking.
Here's what's trending on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
All right, y'all, reaching out on the morning show. A woman was caught on video yelling at employees at a the Los Angeles International Airport, only to later realize she was at the wrong terminal. So that's
Ricky, you know, the woman was angry that Delta Airlines rebooked her flight for the next day after she missed her initial one, and she demanded that Delta get her on the next flight and pay for it, too.
So get me the f*** up on the next or call people to judge right now. Seriously, call people to judge right now. The head of the TSA. Get me up on the next flight. Get me up on the next flight. Seriously. And pay for that s***. I will call people to judge right now.
She said Pete Buttigieg. Her rant came to an end, y'all, when she realized she was at the WestJet terminal and not Delta. Oh, Lord, after realizing her mistake, the woman started making jokes and laughing, which even made the WestJet employee smile. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow. So for today's
fill in the blank Friday.
Yeah, she was mad. So for today's fill in the blank Friday, we want to know, I was strong and wrong when I blank and had to apologize. Let's start with you, Gary, because you always wrong.
I know.
And you never apologize.
Well, I guess. But you know, this is honest, y'all. This is honest truth. And I've done that so much. So now I just kind of count to three before I, do anything. And that's a good thing when you can train yourself, because it's just like I lose my keys or something. I misplace them or whatever. And like the other day, I misplaced my wallet. And I could have swore to God somebody stole it. And I don't want to call no names.
I'd be doing that.
Yes.
Well, I think somebody done stole your
stuff. Yes, that's the first thing.
Looking at everybody. You already
suspicious
anyway.
Yes.
That's bad. That's what we've been through.
So now I'm counting to three before I, do that. So, and I understand a woman, that happens. Yeah.
I went off on somebody.
Rock T used to run the board sometime, and then we'd be off the air. Rock T, can't nobody play it off. Hey, it's all good. Rock said, it's all good. Yeah. Rock, remember those days?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, sir, it's not all good.
Mr. Jolly Ranch.
Right.
It's a radio show. People have to hear it, sir.
Hey, man. You got to do what you got to do, Mike.
Positive Pete ass over.
What you call him, K?
Positive Pete.
I said, no, man, we missed about three commercials. I said, hey, man, they'll get it back. It's all good. We'll figure out a way to make time go back. We'll get it back.
And we'll replay it. Just a button.
We push. Okay, look.
Yeah.
I cussed somebody out. I cussed out one of the ticket people. You know how when you do the parking ride at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put your ticket in and tell you how much you got to pay, and you put your card up. I couldn't find the ticket that you got to put in to pay. And I started going up back and forth with the lady, telling her that they didn't give me no ticket. She said, well, sir, you got to have a ticket to get in the thing. I said, well, they didn't give me no ticket. I said, all I got is other. I done cussed the girl out. And my wife said, did you check your bag? I said, but I looked in my backpack on the back seat of the car, and there was the ticket after I done cussed the lady out.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you apologize?
I didn't. Nope. And my wife was mad at me all the way home. She was like, your ego and your pride.
Thank God you wasn't famous.
Oh, yeah, Shari will tell you.
Oh, she let me have it. She was mad at me for like the whole rest of the night, because she said, you just went off on that girl. That girl didn't deserve that.
Right.
And
right.
You was wrong.
Brent.
Oh, man.
I know you done went off on somebody.
But most of the time, I don't be strong and wrong. I be right when I go off. Some people need to be gold off on. Some people need to be gold off on, but I was strong and go
ahead.
Have
you ever got it wrong, though?
I didn't go off the other day, but I was strong and wrong when I thought that we did Dudes You Can't Use on Thursdays. I having so much going on in my head, and I just was like, okay, this is on Thursday. And I was strong and wrong, and I felt too embarrassed to apologize, so I'm sorry.
You still didn't apologize to me. You had me
out there. I'm sorry. You talking about, we going to do that too, though, the other day, tomorrow. Yeah, I appreciate you getting my back, and I'm sorry.
Apologize for your stomach the way you do us some mornings. Please.
Really?
Never.
Halitosis.
Never.
When you talk about my farts, and I'll say something about you now.
The way, and then you pull out the blunt spray. The blunt. What is that? But that blunt spray worked on.
That's
planes,
not
though.
Strong and wrong, and that's nothing to apologize for.
Yeah. I mean, you do spray it up, but sometimes we'll smell the spray. We know that you didn't. you did one.
It'd be strong. Maybe not wrong, but it'd be strong.
But that's different, y'all. I have no shame.
It'd be strong now. Not necessarily wrong, but.
Ricky, you've been strong. You've been wrong before.
I have no shame.
Ooh. Ricky been wrong before when you accused me of stealing your hat.
What hat?
In Dallas. You accused me of stealing your hat.
Yeah, you probably did. You probably did.
Like, Ninja, I ain't got to. Why would I steal your hat?
But see, you'll steal something, and then you'll wear it, like, and you'll forgot that you stole it, and then you'll turn around and wear it back in front of the person you stole it from.
I have never stolen nothing from another human being. Please. I've stolen from stores. I ain't stolen nothing from a human being.
Maria had some red boots she brought back, but.
The infamous. Yeah, that's going. She's going to go into the Museum Hall of Fame for that steal.
Gary. Stealing mannequins out the store.
Can't go in the Galleria in Houston no more. Shout out to everybody in H-Town. Just to let you know, if y'all see Gary walking through the Galleria, cannot go back to the Galleria in H-Town. Have they lifted that ban from you from the Galleria yet?
No, those girls they chained down the stuff. Now, they used to chain stuff down back in the day, but now they do, honey. They chain that stuff down, baby. Miss Nina didn't want to chain the stuff down because she didn't want to offend her customers, but now, honey, they chaining it down.
Let's go to the phones. 8669 Ricky, good morning.
I was strong or wrong when I cussed out the Uber driver for dropping me off at the wrong doctor's office. Turns out I was at the right place. I was there for my eye appointment.
I was wrong when I had been in Vegas at Friends and Lovers. I was tired. I had done a timeshare review. I was ready to get up out of Vegas. And at Southwest, you're only allowed 2 check-ins. And I had 3 bags. And when the flight person told me I couldn't get on with 3 bags, I caused a small scene and showed out. And my husband took my bag and threw it in his backpack. And then when we were seated, he reminded me when I came, I really did only have 2
in my flight. Because I did not hear my phone ring while I was in the bar drinking. And I came back to see my plane taxiing down the freeway.
I was strong or wrong when I accused my man of being at a lady house. I thought he was on my thing. It said he was at the lady house. I pulled up and he won. I had to apologize. I was real strong or wrong for that.
At the time, it was my boyfriend. He's now my husband. I thought he had a phone full of girl phone numbers and texting girls, and come to find out it was actually his sister's phone, not his. They had the same phone.
I was strong and wrong when I said that I didn't park in a handicapped spot because it wasn't marked, but a customer went off on me and I told him, you're wrong. This isn't a handicapped spot. And I cussed him out, this and that. Then I went in the store and I asked the worker, and the worker said it indeed was a handicapped spot.
All right, y'all, if y'all couldn't get through, y'all hit us at RickSmileyMorningShow.com. Y'all, thank you for your phone calls, Rick Smiley Morning Show. All right, y'all, Rick Smiley Morning Show. It is about that time for Battle of the Sexes. We got Makia. Is it Makia?
Makia, that's it.
What up, Makia? Where you from?
Birmingham, Alabama.
All right, there it is. Hey, Makia, what part of Birmingham?
McCalla.
All right, then. And then we got Willie. What up, Willie?
What it do? What it do?
Man, we got Willie to right up the highway from Chat Town. What up? Y'all better put some respect on Chattanooga, Tennessee. All right, y'all. We playing Battle of the Sexes. Say good morning to everybody. Willie and Makia.
Good morning. Right.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's get it.
I know that's right. And listen, and if y'all do not know the answer to the question, just go ahead and say pass, because we have plenty of questions. You don't want to tick off all your seconds out the clock. All right?
Okay.
All right, Makia, you ready? We got to represent now. You know, we talking about 98.7 Kiss. Be ham. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
All right, start the clock. What team lost the most recent Super Bowl?
Oh, crap. Pass.
All right. A 24-second violation happened in what sport?
Basketball.
Yep. What is the capital of the state of Texas?
Dallas.
Try again.
Houston.
Uh-uh.
Oh, damn.
All right. Strong safety is a position in what sport?
Football.
Yes. There are 16 ounces in a pint. How many ounces are in a half a gallon?
Oh, damn. Say that again. Oh, I mean, say that again.
There are 16 ounces in a pint. How many ounces are in a half a gallon?
Pass.
All right. On what continent is Indonesia located?
Asia.
Yes. Get Rich or Die Trying is his biographical movie. Who is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Pass.
All right, that's it. How many she got? That's good, though.
She got four.
You got four. That's good.
Whoop, whoop. Okay.
All right, Brett.
All right, let's go, Willie.
Let's get it.
Ooh.
Manners, social skills, and graciousness are all taught in what class?
Second grade?
No, etiquette. What brand uses the phrase "choosy moms choose"? Choosy moms choose.
Pass.
That would be Jif. Who plays Anthony Anderson's wife on the hit show Blackish?
That Diana Ross daughter, that light skinned chick with the ass. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What is the name? Okay, we're going to give you that one. What is the name of the snowman in Disney's Frozen?
Olaf.
Yep. Roomba makes a popular type of what products?
Peanut Roomba. Butter? I don't know. Pass.
Vacuum. What WNBA player just signed a $28 million deal with Nike?
No disrespect, but that white girl, Caitlin Clark.
That's right. Sensitive skin detergent with no fragrance or chemicals is called what?
Baby powder.
No, that would be free and clear. She won.
Oh, man, Birmingham, Alabama, Mikayla, 98.78. What did she win?
All right, Mikayla, you are the winner today of the much-coveted, amazing, and exciting prize pack from America Store. I think I might have got your name wrong. The Dollar Tree. What is your name?
It's Nakia.
Hey, Nakia, you won. All right, so here's what you got. You got a pack of 25 red party napkins. Okay. You've also got, from Nuttastic, hazelnut cocoa spread. Kind of like Nutella, but not really.
Nuttastic.
You got a mouse-shaped cat toy. I hope you got a cat. Do you have a cat, ma'am? Ma'am, do you have a cat? Okay. Pro Silk Salon Essential Oil-Infused Moisturizing Conditioner for your hair. Not for your cat. All right. You got Crazy Art Scented Crayons. 16 colors, 16 cents. You got a Bubble Clay Mask Spa Facial Treatment with Kaolin Clay Peptides to revitalize, hydrate, and help with anti-aging. All right. From Giant's brand, you got dill pickle flavored pumpkin seeds. Oh, yeah.
What?
You've also got a 2-pack of stainless steel butter knives. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got a car wash mitt. And finally, from Spicy Slim Jim, the savage size. So meaty, it's savage. All right. A beef stick. How about that?
What a beef
All
stick.
All yours.
How big is it?
It's so meaty, it's savage. It's the savage size Slim Jim spicy meat stick. All yours from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show and the Dollar Tree.
Hey, thank you, Makia and Willie, y'all. More Ricky Smiley Morning Show coming up. Hey, what up, this is your boy Ricky Smiley here, and guess what?
We are back, and this year bigger than ever. Join me for my annual beach blowout from August the 9th through the 11th at the fabulous Diplomat Beach Resort in sunny Hollywood, Florida. Hey, last year was epic, and you do not want to miss this year. From the pool party, barbecue, Greek festivities, and comedy show, it was a weekend you will not forget. A weekend packed with chill vibes, good times, and plenty of inspiration. Head to RickySmileyBBB.com now to book packages starting as low as $9.99. So get ready for a blowout bash like no other. Book your package now.
Each week we read a question from the Rick Smiley Morning Show DMs on Instagram. And this morning we got a message from a woman in Houston. What happened, Maria?
Her name is Tanya from H-Town, and she says, I have a situation, and my best friend is telling me I'm being petty as hell, but for me, it's the principle. So I moved out of an apartment about 4 months ago while I was waiting on my new home to be finished. When I moved from my apartment, I took a sofa and love seat and allowed my 25-year-old niece and her boyfriend to use it in their new apartment with the understanding that once my house was done, I was going to get it back. So now my home is ready and I want to put my furniture in there next week. But it's a problem because it's been over 3 months and they haven't got money together to buy their own sofa and love seat. So I'm ready to move. My niece has an attitude with me because I told her I need my furniture. And she said, well, if we give it back to you right now, we're not going to have nowhere to sit. And I said, that's not my problem. Y'all should have came up with the money by now. I need my sofa back because I'm ready to move next week. And by the way, I'm 44 and she's 25. Really trying me. So what do y'all think?
Mm-hmm. Entitlement.
Yeah.
Give her a couch back.
Well, to me, it's not just entitlement. You don't even do nothing stupid like that. I'm not about to let you keep my furniture in your house until, honey, my house is ready. No, ma'am, put your furniture in storage until your house is ready and you don't have these problems.
But is it your main furniture, or is it extra furniture?
Thank you.
I wouldn't give a damn if it wasn't but a teacup. It's hers.
It's mine. Right.
And she told him up front, like, listen, you can borrow this, but when my house is done, I'm getting my furniture back.
Because it might have been a way for her to save a little money by not putting it in storage, saying, okay, I'm going to let y'all use it, but now you got to pay for storage.
But look at all the problems she got now.
But she didn't think she was going to have this problem. It's her couch.
You know how people are. You know people do that and stuff like that. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to let somebody keep my furniture until my house ready.
Just
no,
being devil's advocate, is it worth falling out with your niece?
Yes, it's
you
worth
gonna
it.
You going to give me my couch.
You're damn right. So, and you know what? That's another thing, too. That's like how people, this is just me, how people, when you move, and people put their furniture in storage until their house ready. Hell, when you go back to, you don't want it no more. You want something
else. Buy some new furniture. You got a new house.
Yeah, so
that's my thing. I don't want your butt and you laying down and you sweaty or whatever you doing on my couch, and then I'm going to take that and move into a new house. I probably wouldn't have let her borrow it in the first place.
Here's my issue with it.
Take it to Stanley Steamer.
But here's my issue. She lived with a dude. And you mean to tell me you live with a dude that can't come up with enough money to buy a damn sofa and love seat?
We can go to Goodwill and get a couch now.
Thank you. Come on.
That's true.
And you had 3 months to do it.
My question is, what you doing for 3 months that you can't come up with $600 to go to Ashley Furniture and get you a damn couch?
A couch ain't even got to be $600. That's a decent one. You can go to Goodwill. You can
go to Facebook Marketplace and buy a couch.
Yes.
And they got all these DIYs where you can take old furniture and remix it.
You go to IKEA and put you a couch together.
Yeah. You can go to a place and get you the plastic kind that you blow up.
Exactly.
Throw you a blanket over. Nobody
will know. They got the beds. Okay. They got the blow up beds.
They sure do. They do got blow up couches.
Yeah. But the nerve of her to say, we ain't going to have nowhere to sit.
You ain't nowhere to sit.
Y'all got a floor.
Sit your ass on the
floor. That's them chilling.
Make y'all a pallet.
First of all, you done went through a lot of stuff to get the couch over there. And then now you got to get the couch from over there to the new place. All that kind of stuff. The couch tired. The couch don't want to go.
News headline.
I got your front page right here. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, RSMS family. Here's what's happening in news. The Supreme Court appears ready to reject former President Donald Trump's claims of sweeping immunity in the federal election subversion case, but also signaled Thursday that his trial could be delayed until after the November election. This is so interesting. It's almost like he's saying, I can do anything.
Well, that would be the effect of it. if they rule in his favor, but they're not going to rule in his favor. But the whole point of it is he's just playing the delay game to try and stretch it out. But some of the justices are actually trying to justify where presidential immunity could really be a thing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because then Biden would have immunity and he could order not only Trump, but all the justices be removed and put in Gitmo.
Right. It's very interesting because it seems like the election, whether or not he becomes president again, is going to determine if he is a free man. This is going to have huge implications. You know, the process could take months, and that raises the possibility Trump could be reelected before a trial and make the blockbuster case go away. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on this. In breaking news, Gary, did you hear about King Charles? He is reportedly not doing great amid his cancer battle, so much that, in fact, that his aides are apparently dusting off his funeral plans and updating them regularly.
Dusting them off? How long they've been planning for him to die?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess people have
Is he really old?
Yeah.
And he has cancer.
I don't keep up with the royal family.
I think Meghan and Harry were supposed to have been talking about moving back to the...
they're not going back over there. Man, them folks mean and racist as hell. I don't wish death on nobody. Don't want, you know, to die or nothing like that or whatever. But when I tell you the royal family, like, them racist, colonizers, I don't care nothing about them.
And he just got the crown a few years ago, right? The Daily Beast put out a story Thursday that says His Royal Highness is in poor health as he continues ongoing treatments for his cancer, which at this point remains a mystery. Reporter Tom Sykes says he's been hearing from friends of the king in recent weeks that it is not good, and he is updating Charles's funeral plans on a regular basis these days. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. You know, you don't want to wish death on nobody. So, you know, hopefully he has a generations and generations of bad.
But it ain't enough time on this show to talk about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A very checkered past. A very bad history with that family. I'm Maria Moore, and that's what's happening in news. For updates and more headlines, you can visit RickySmileyMorningShow.com. Rock T, what's going on in sports?
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Yeah, Bears got their new quarterback one more game. NFL Draft went down live from Detroit last night. There you go. Caleb Williams went number one. Number two was Jaden Daniels out of LSU. He went to the Washington Commanders. The third pick was Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina, went to the Patriots. And the fourth pick, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State, went to the Arizona Cardinals. The shocking pick was the Atlanta Falcons selecting quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the eighth overall pick. They just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal, $180 million. And they just told Kurt as they were drafting him last night. That's when he found out. He was shocked. He didn't even know this was going to happen. And let me tell you why they did this, man. Cousins is coming off of a torn injury. That's a bad injury. So he ain't going to be the same as he used to be. So they just it's an insurance policy. We got to have ourselves a backup quarterback that just in case you get hurt and you go down with that Achilles injury again, we got someone that we could put in there.
And Cousins' contract is only for 2 years, and he's in his late 30s.
No,
right?
it's a four-year deal.
But he's in his late 30s.
Now, here's an unwritten rule, though, when you come to the draft, man. You got to always take the best player available, even if you wasn't trying to pick that player. Penix Jr., one of the top players in college football, you got to pick him. It is what it is.
But I didn't like him, Roxy, the way he was looking.
What you mean?
Sitting up there with them damn white glasses on, looking like Ed and the E-Honey from the Pixar.
I'm surprised you watched the NFL draft.
Ricky, I don't know how in the hell I was watching that, but I was watching it.
But they was clean, Gary. You got to admit, they had some clean suits on last night.
Yeah,
dog.
But I'm like, show us your eyes, honey, so we can feel your soul that you're about to get all this money and be this quarterback. I just didn't like that.
It's a Hollywood thing. Most of the players had sunglasses. Hey, real quick, NBA playoffs is also going on at the same time, and your boy LeBron James and the Lakers lost again, man. They down 0-3. They had the lead at halftime again, and they just can't finish. They can't finish, man, so expect them to get swept. It is what it is. That's my quick sports report right there. Rat got the hot spot right now. Let's get it.
The hot spot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So
hot.
You can catch me at the hot spot.
It's the BRAT. All right, 29 before the top of the hour, y'all. Time for the hot spot. What up, Brett?
What up, Ricky? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brat Tat Tat, and this is the Hot Spot, where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. Ooh, Lord, Gucci Mane decided that it is best he enter the 2024 rap wars, and his chosen target is, drum roll, please, Diddy.
Oh.
Diddy what? Is Gucci Mane's new target for the rap world beefs, okay? His new track called Take That throws several shots at Diddy, y'all. Check
I
out
his
clip.
I heard some of that last night.
We getting higher than a kite, no Diddy. See my artist double plat, no Diddy. Sipping on yak, no Diddy. Couple niggas got wet, but no Diddy. Keep the shooters with the scrap, no Diddy. I'm in a room full of hoes, no Diddy. More money, more problems, no Diddy. Couple friends turn pros, no Diddy. I got a young mommy from the city. I'm spending money like a trick, no Diddy. I rock pissy yellow diamonds, no Diddy. But you can't be underage, no Diddy.
That's okay. a hit in here.
Let me tell you, this is probably the most, this is genius, if you ask me, as far as marketing, as far as everything. I don't know the relationship between him and Diddy, but this is genius. I don't know if y'all seen the picture.
Do you like that track, Brad?
I do like the track. Oh, my God. I do like the track. It is jamming, I must say. And the picture that he recreated was a picture of a Biggie video when Diddy was in the hot tub. And it's just amazing. In the picture is his wife. this is so dope. It's genius. This is like an amazing time. Sad to say, kind of. To do this, though, this is marketing at its best right here. Like, this is going to blow up. Uh-oh. It's going to blow up because that's all you hear in the news.
And Diddy's not going to respond.
And nothing's going to happen.
He's not going to respond.
Like kicking a man when he's down.
Well, not if you already had beef with him or if he's done something to you. Most people who are upset, this is their lick back right now, kind of. Anyway, moving on. The song is jamming, that's just how I feel. It had my neck rocking. It had me. Anyway, moving on. Janet Jackson, y'all, she turned down a film role that went to Halle Berry. She stopped by the Drew Barrymore show and was asked if she was almost starred in The Matrix, and she then had to reveal that she was asked to play Storm in the 2000 film X-Men, but had to say no because she was going on tour. And we all know Halle Berry took the role, but check out what Janet had to say.
Is it true that you were almost in The Matrix?
No.
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 Well, you look like it right here. Yeah, because that makes me think you should have been in The Matrix.
It was, this is horrible.
Oh.
I can't remember the film, but Halle Berry played Storm.
X-Men?
But I couldn't because I was just embarking on the Janet tour. But I think that's what you're confusing it with. It wasn't The Matrix.
What y'all think? No, you're talking
Gary?
Child, please, honey. Miss Janet could do whatever she wanted to do. This girl probably was on the So-So Brad or So-So Deaf Tour, and she just couldn't make that.
Actually, she was never on the So-So Deaf Tour.
Oh, she wasn't.
She was just with the CEO of So-So Deaf.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
That's, Jermaine Dupri. Yeah. So I don't get where that went. It was kind of stale, so you could have kept it to yourself. Anyway, moving on. We're going to it's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.